Global stocks reach a five-year high.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Allianz, providing travel insurance and assistance to over 9 million Americans through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has hit yet another all-time high, and the world is following suit. Global shares are now at their highest level since June of 2008. For more, we're joined from London by the BBC's economics correspondent, Andrew Walker. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so certainly American investors have some things to be happy about, improving job numbers and improving housing market. What is the rest of the world so excited about?
Well, there's an element of being excited about what's happening in the United States. Signs of life in what is, after all, the world's largest economy are good news for everybody else. But there are some other factors. There's the gradual return of confidence to financial markets in the Eurozone. It's another question how durable that will prove to be, but certainly the mood has improved a lot. In Britain, there's also the measures being taken by the central bank, the Bank of England, rather like the Fed in the US. It's been pumping a lot of money into the economy, and a great deal of that money has subsequently found its way into the stock market, and that has helped to support share prices here in London as well.
And as we wait for the jobs number this morning, we know that in the U.S. we're looking at an unemployment rate of 7.9%. How does that compare when it comes to where you sit?
Well, it's not that different from where I sit here in the U.K., where the figure is 7.7%, just a touch lower. But in the Eurozone, on the European mainland, things are looking, for the most part, a lot worse. The average figure across the whole Eurozone is 11.9. Now, that does hide some very wide variations between the likes of Austria, where it is just below 5%. And at the other extreme, there's the dismal picture in Spain and Greece, where the number of people without jobs is more than one in four, over 25%.
The BBC's economics correspondent, Andrew Walker, in London for us. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Jeremy, as always.